4 DOS.
DOS, W4 DJW Mobile.
Just left the house. I'm running a minute late. Over.
I went by the entrance to Caesar's Head, so I got a ways to go, too.
The far part, I don't guess, but... Oh, well, it is what it is. You know how the morning starts sometimes.
It'd be late. I left right at the top of the hour, and I have had no obstructions. So it looks like I might be there a little early. That's a good thing. That happens every now and then.
No doubt about that. Joy got up this morning. She's not feeling the best in the world. Her back's bothering her this morning, so... I told her I'd be back just a little bit. I told her I wasn't going to stay all day.
The same conversation, but she told me she's got to go to Travelers Rest to get her hair done, so she wouldn't be home if I ran over, not to worry about it.
Good thing. I got to do that Thursday. Take Joy over to the beauty salon and get her hair cut. The same lady cuts my hair, so I'll get mine done at the same time and feel like I'm human again, get the hair off the top of my ears anyway.
I'm retired that comes around more often than it used to, or less often.
Well, I'll be honest, it seems like it comes around a little faster than it used to. But then again, everything seems to come around a little faster than it used to. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but that's the way it is.
It is with me. I just went by Pumpkin Town, and it started getting a little scratchy. Is that normal? I don't get up this way very often, so I don't know what the coverage is once you get up around Table Rock. Is Table Rock between Highway 11 and Caesar's Head?
Kinda. Yeah, there are a couple of scratchy spots over there on 11. Andy would know better about the scratchy spots than I would, but I don't run Highway 11 that much. I run all these other little back roads down in the flatlands.
Over that hill and went all the way to the bottom, so if I'm scratchy, it's because I'm at the bottom of the hill. But after you go past Pumpkin Town and you're going west on 11, that looks like that road extends for about 5 miles in a straight line. That's a lot of road. And the trees are turning colors on both sides of it, and you can see the sun shining on the mountains on the other end of it. So that's like a picture. I wonder if anybody's ever taken a picture of that and framed it.
I told Joy I wanted to go up and look at the fall colors. And she thought about it, and then she said that she didn't think she could ride that long in the car. Sometimes the car seat bothers her a little bit. But we used to go up there all the time, and I know about the spot that you're talking about, and I'm sure that there have been people that have stopped right there and taken a picture. It sure is pretty. But I'd love to get up there and see the foliage and how it's all playing out. It's starting to change down here around the house, but it's kind of subtle.
It's nice up here. It's changing. It's well into it right now up here. In fact, it's so far into it, you can see a few of the trees are starting to thin out. The leaves on the trees are starting to thin out. You see cattails growing up out of the water at the low spots. Really tall cattails. It is pretty. There used to be, I used to come up here when I was a kid a lot. But when I got to working for a living, I quit. But there used to be a guy that had... down in a valley that had an airplane hangar, or actually two airplane hangars off of his house, and a runway that went up the side of the mountain. I was looking for that last time I came through here, and I didn't see it. Is that still here?
I don't know, Dave. Seemed like I remember that place, but I don't know if it's still there or not. It's been a long time since I've been up there. Go ahead and pick it up there, Steve. KI4DOS Mobile.
The man's name was Arnold Emery, and he used to own Emery Lumber Company there at 14 and 11, and he flew a Beechcraft Duchess, not a Beechcraft Duchess, but a Duchess. I forget who makes that. I think that's Piper, but anyhow, it was a big twin engine, and the runway is still there, but it's grown over. And if you're coming out Highway 11, you'll see what's, he still has his hangars there in a little paved area, and it's across the road from his home. But, yeah, he it came in on approach one evening with a pastor from this church. He had been on a trip up into Kentucky, and he came in, clipped a tree, and flipped that Duchess over, and fortunately they both got out unscathed, but his wife put an end to his flying days at that point. That's been about 10 years ago.
I sent Sue's a little while ago going west on 11. Is he west of Aunt Sue's on 11, or is he east of Aunt Sue's on 11?
Much east.
Okay, well then I'm not going to see it. Cause I was looking for it for nothing. When I got on 11 over there where 276 comes into 11 right before you go up to Caesar's Head, I guess it's further east than that, right?
Before, do you know what I'm talking about when I say the state approved, it's now McGregor's, like Top, they sell all kinds of produce and stuff there. It used to be Purdue's, but now it's McGregor's. He's before that.
Is that east of where 25 and 11 cross? Okay, so when I got on 11, I was already past it, because I got on 11 at 25 and went west.
That's why you didn't see it. It's still something that you can look up and spot pretty easy, because his hangars are really nice. It's a really nice building. And they're garage door fronts, but they're also glass garage doors. So it's a nice building, and you can still see it very clearly. And he maintains the grass cut there. But as you look out through there, where the runway used to go out and then turn up the mountain sharply, all that's grown over now.
You ever got an airplane in and out of there? Because that thing was on a hill, and it was bumpy up and down and curvy left and right. So it is amazing that he ever even got one in and out of there successfully once, much less many, many times. Go ahead, Gary, W4DJW.
Cleaned that place up there before. Been a long time, though, but I hadn't run 11 in a long time. I need to get up and down that road a little more often. I guess that's the reason they call it the Scenic Highway. You can see all kinds of different things on it, but one of these days I'll get back up that way. Maybe, I don't know. You can't never tell. I'd normally run other little roads, down this way a little bit. I don't get up that far, but 11's used by a lot of people.
Okay. I got out of rotation there. I'm sorry. Dave, you know, my dad and I used to fly, and Dad had a Mooney Executive. Now, I never flew in and out of there with Arnold, but a retired one-star pupil by the name of Ted Bishop. My dad and Arnold and Ted were all real good friends, and Dad and I flew in and out of Arnold's place up there about four or five times, and you would be amazed how easy it is to take off out of that place. You just probably right around 70% power on a good Lycoming, and that'll take you up to the top of the little perch up there, and you do your turn. When you come down that hill, oh, the acceleration is just unreal, and by the time you hit the bottom, you're already lifting off, and it was great. I know of a couple more airfields similar to that up in North Carolina, and it really works great.
Flying off of a cliff, it's really easy flying off of the cliff. what's hard is getting coming back in. Turn around, because you got to go below the surface, and that's just, you know, cuts against the grain. And then you got to climb up to get out, and your agility at compensating for the plane sinking and the earth rising is diminished because you aren't as much time as you had before. But I guess it all balances out in the end, because when you do touch down, you don't like have to get on your brakes. Gravity does all that job for you, right? W4DJW.
Well, on approach, when you come up this little valley, you just make sure you clear the trees, and you just don't know to his runway. And believe me, when you did the little upturn up the mountain, I mean, the gravity just, I mean, it was like, you didn't even have to touch the brakes. It was great. It was really something. But like you said, it's all in your head, and it's all situational awareness, and, you know, it's just a procedural thing that you get used to. So once you've done it once, you go, you scratch your head and go, well, okay, great. Well, hey, Gary, any word on that fire supply?
Hey, I got some parts that had come in yet. Went ahead and changed the switch out. It was bad. It was stayed on all the time. I had another one that would not fit in that place, and I swapped those out. And when you turn it off, the light goes off. So I ordered a new switch, and a couple of capacitors, they hadn't come in yet. As soon as they come in, I'll get them installed and get it back over to you.
I appreciate you, Gary. Take it away, Dave.
First supply you had the other day, Gary, you were showing me?
I don't think so, Dave. This is a little Astron switching power supply. Me and Steve swapped. He had a linear power supply, and he wanted something smaller to go in his camper. And it worked on the bench and you know, all the radios and everything, but when he got it over to his house, I had never checked the output voltage on it, and it's pulsing. Had a little pulse in it, and which it wouldn't run his radio. And so I got in there and got to checking and found a couple of leaky capacitors, and I'm going to swap those out and get that all straightened out. I think that'll completely fix it, but it's a nice little power supply. I had it over there on the workbench and had the 706 Mark II G hooked to it. It worked fine, but Steve hooked his radio to it, and it was I guess it's a little more voltage sensitive, and it just didn't quite power his radio, and they found that pulse in it, and I told him I'd see if I could get it straightened out.
These new radios manufactured in the last 10 years have a voltage read system in it. If the voltage drops below, I think it's like 12 or 12.25, the radio will automatically shut off.
You know that Patrick had an almost new D710G that's acting like the filter already gone bad in it. Anybody heard whether he figured that one out yet or not?
Mobile. I don't know if Patrick did or not, but Shane had one that was doing the same thing, and he bought a different power supply, and that straightened his radio out. So I don't know. They got some crazy little features in them now.
Was Dave dropping out a little bit on that last transmission, or was that me?
Dave a little bit. It's his location up there on Highway 11. I don't know how the signals go up and down 11. I do on 85, but I ran 85 a lot more than I did Highway 11.
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe. So, hey, Gary, I put that 857D in my Chevy truck, and I'm having absolutely no problems with injector noise like I did in that Ram 2500 diesel. And that's what I'm talking on right now. The thing seems to be working really good, so I was just wondering if I had a little problem with that ATOS back there. But I think I'm doing okay. What are y'all doing today? Y'all gonna climb up there?
Probably me, Steve. Let me see if I got it. No, I'm way past 11 Aunt Sue's going west, and it's kind of hilly. It's really hilly. And there's a wall of trees on both sides of me, so that's like you're part of the water. Those trees are full of water. So, and I'm down way below them. They're probably 150 feet higher than me on the bank side, which is the repeater side, which is probably why I'm scratchy, because I'm just so far down in a hole. When I look north, it's just mountains is all I see.
Sounded pretty good there. Yeah, I was just curious, what y'all doing? Are y'all going to climb up there today?
Caesar's Head. We're going over to 6 Mile.
Hey, I figured you were going up onto the tower site that y'all were up there around Caesar's Head, or along 11, and you were headed out that way. Hey, Dave, once you get up to Table Rock, and, you know, around the state park, there's some spots out through there that are going to get real scratchy when you're down in holes. And then out past Table Rock, when you get out towards, as you're starting out towards, what's that little town out there? Anyhow, it goes out towards Cassie and Lake Toxaway, then it starts getting sporadic out there. You got to be on the top of the hills. There's some shadows, pretty deep shadows in there.
That's sure. Probably just five.
We had spots. Dave didn't get anything out of that transmission, but I'm over here on my little back roads. According to the GPS, says be there in about 15 minutes. Over.
Downhill, so it's probably not going to get any better. I'll wait until I start going uphill, and then I'll try again. 74 DJW.
You were back in there then. Listen, guys, y'all carry on. I'm going to get out of your way. I just want to jump in and say hello and tell you about Arnold Emery. And he's still alive. He still lives over there. He's like 80 now. But anyhow, I'll get out of y'all's way. Y'all have a good afternoon, or good day, good morning. And y'all be careful out there on the road traveling. Paying for it. WA clear.
Well, you have a great day. Tell Sue we said hello. And we're going over to Jack's, W4TWX. Dave's helping him out with his computer. I don't know why I'm going, because I won't do anything. But going over there to help Jack out. He's having computer problems, and gonna hopefully get him all straightened out today, so he'll be happy with his computer again. And other than that, you know, I go back home, and I got some other things I got to do when I get back to the house. But they'll wait till I get back, I guess. They've waited this long, so you know how that goes. You take care, have a great day, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. I'll holler at you as soon as I get those parts put in the power supply. 73 there, young man. KN4VWA, KI4DOS mobile.
Still hear me. I'll probably bump up the power. But I'm 1 mile away from Kiwi Topway Street. That explains to you why it's kind of scratchy. Anyway, take care. Have a good one. And Gary, I'm 1.2 miles away from where I go on the 133.
He'll be there before I get there. I don't even know the name of this road I'm on. I know where I'm at, but I don't know the name of the road. Anyway, I'll be there in about 15 minutes or so, or maybe a little less. According to the GPS, it says 14 minutes. So we'll see what happens. Y'all go ahead and get started if you want to. And I'm sure he'll probably want to go get something to eat afterwards, but I don't know that I've got time to do all of that today, but we'll see. You'll be there long before I am, so I'll see you when I get there.
got it, came up out of the hole, and I bumped it from 10 watts to 50 watts, so maybe you can get me anyway. If you do, I'll see you when I get there a few minutes from now. If I don't, I'll still see you when I get there. W4DW there.
Time, Dave. I'll be there in just a few minutes. I got a couple more turns to make, and then I'll be there. Not that far away. Something like 3 or 4 miles, not that far. But I'll be there just a little bit, and see you there. W4DJ, WKI4DOS Mobile.
At one point, and I since then I have not seen it. I have looked for it.
I'm going to do one more thing to take a bunch of stuff out of the back of the car and see if I can see if it dropped down into a spot that I didn't know. So I'll check that out probably later today.
Oh, that's easy to find. Just get you a big magnet.
And it's going to be attracted to all the metal around the seats and inside the car and all that stuff, too.
And not the lead. Of course, that one has an eyelet sticking out of it that is metal. But I was just kidding you. Yeah, that lead's kind of non-ferrous, you might say. Well, if worse comes to worse, I'll give you another one. But I got the name of the place I ordered those from. It's up the East Coast there. But they get rather pricey because you got to pay shipping on them, and you know how lead is.
Put that when you get a chance, because I might like to just go ahead and order from that place and see what you can, you know, make that work for me. And anyway, I have arrived at the big town of Packlet, South Carolina.
Roger, sends your LTR mobile. Well, that's the reason that I wanted you to ask that guy if he had any left over and where you got that from, because they're kind of hard to find something that fits exactly into that particular diameter of plastic. I don't know if they make different kinds that are different IDs, but I would say not. But, yeah, mine's got about, I think 2,000ths on the side of clearance with that particular sinker. I was trying to remember it was 801 or 2,000ths diameter. So it's an oddball. It's not exactly this or that. But, yeah, I'll try. Bernice, you remember that. Just send Rusty that email address. I haven't looked for it in a long time. It might be on the computer down in the basement. Boy, last night, Comoros Island was on 40. And it was the only thing on 40 worth a hoot. And I'm telling you, Rusty, I've never seen so many CW stations in ages trying to get one station.
I didn't even turn on the radio last night. I had a meeting that started, that was Monday night. Yeah, I had rehearsals last night, so when I got home from rehearsals last night, I was just so blooming tired, I didn't even turn the radio on. I had been on a 20-meter net yesterday afternoon. The Century Club group that I belong to, since it was a holiday, we held a 20-meter net yesterday afternoon, and I made a few contacts. We had a bunch of people check in, and all since it was a federal holiday yesterday, and no mail, no banks, no nothing yesterday, so anyway, but I got on that 20-meter net and made a few contacts, and then I had two rehearsals last night, so I got those done. And when I got home, I was just so blooming tired. All I do is sit down, watch a show on TV, and then head for bed. So that was my Monday night. I was beat when I got home last night.
He's really tired, too. My granddaughter's been staying with us, she had breakfast pizza with us this morning. Boy, that's good stuff. Bernice made it. And it's got eggs and gravy and sausage and ham and what else? Bacon and what? And cheese. Ooh, good. And then she went off to the horse place up north and be home this afternoon. But she come down and sat downstairs with us and watched a little TV and ate an ice cream cone with us last night. So we enjoyed that, having her down there. She kind of liked the lighting down there after she got used to it. Yeah, I talked to a guy on 20 in Chile last night, which is, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump. But I was surprised 20 opened back up a little bit. And I just wanted to do something, and there wasn't much else on there. But on 40, I've worked Comoros before, sir, on 4, 5, 6 band, I don't know. But in fact, last week I got an email from a guy on Comoros silent. He says, would you check your log and see if you're in my log on 15 meters? A real nice guy. So I looked him up on QRZ, and by the time I looked it up, he'd already come back and said, oh, yes, I see you confirmed it on Logbook of the World. So disregard. I guess I don't know if I had worked on 15 meters or not. According to my chart, it showed I did. But I still wanted to try last night just to see if I could break into that crowd. And no joy. Man, I couldn't separate them enough on the band scope. It was like an inch and a half wide and the full height of the screen. There were so many of them. But I just wanted to work him for the fun of it. It was a different station than I had worked before. It's out there off the coast of Africa. So I gave up on that and went over and, what was we watching, the Rockford Files or something. You know, one of the more modern movies.
Those in a long while. I'm going to have to see if one of the stations I now have on my setup has that movie on there, has that show on there, and I'll have to look for that. Anyway, and I worked Comoros a couple of times. I don't know how many times on several different bands, and I think I did work them once on CW. I know I've worked them on sideband at least once, maybe twice, and I think I may have worked them on CW too, so I'll look it up when I get home and everything. So, it's kind of a overcast day over here. It's not real bright and sunny, but I mean, it's not like heavy rain clouds sitting over the top of everything, you know?
Yeah, we got 66 degrees, and I think it's a cold front that's getting ready to come in, because every bone in my body is hurting this morning. And not too bad, though. Not severely, thank God. But usually when a front comes through, I feel it. But it's scattered high clouds here right now, down here on Wade Hampton. We're about halfway down to, or three-quarters of the way down to Aldi's. Yeah, there was another one out there that has been pretty active in the... He's on the other side of Madagascar. It's not Comoros. I can't remember it now. Thought it started with an R. But, he's been on there a lot. Three Bravo, something or other. I like to work them out in the Indian Ocean because that's about halfway around the Earth. So I'll usually work them if I've worked them whether I have or not, because it don't take long on CW to make a contact for sure. But there was quite a bit of activity on 40-meter sideband last night, but nothing really interesting to me. But it was nice to see guys having a good time anyways. Oh, and I know you do your nets and stuff there.
Like I said, I didn't get on at all last night. I didn't turn the radio on the day before I left the house, because I left home about 10 o'clock, because it was about a 40-minute drive down to where I was going in about 20 minutes doing the work, and then now I'm on my way back home, so it'll be about 40 minutes by the time I get back home. It'll be time to find some lunch and all, because all I had was a couple of, got moving so late today, I could just grab me a package of something that's made for take with you when you want to go snacking. So I had one of those on my way down there, and like I said, now I'm on my way back to the house, and I'm still about 20 minutes away from home. And all this is shortly after 11 when I left down there. And that place I went to is out in the boonies. It's at the dead end of a road that gets down to one lane when you start out it.
Good. I love the boonies. Well, Rusty, we're not far from Aldi's now, so I'm going to sign with you. The traffic's getting a little bit more congested, but not a lot. But, you know, you got these Mario Andretti types, so I better pay attention here. Have a good day. We'll catch you later. WU2T in 0TR73.
All right, Tom, you and Bernice have a good day out there. And when you go to the bank, ask them for a stack of $100 bills for me, would you? And just send it over to me, and I'd appreciate that. Talk to you later, N0TRW2T, W2T Mobile.